Hi, good and Arab Shabbos. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. Parshas Naso is a beautiful and very, very long parsha. I'm actually going to focus on the beginning part of the parsha, which really even stepped us back into the end of Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar ended with descriptions of the different kelim that the tribe of Kohath would carry. Levi has three sons and one daughter, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and Yochaved. And of course, we know that the Levim were set aside, as their name suggests, the name Levi, Hapam Yilave Es Ishi, says Lea Imenu. Now my husband will accompany me. And the Mefarshim say everything about the tribe of Levi is about being an accompanier or about being a connector, connecting Am Yisrael one to another, connecting Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, who are the prime Levim, are all connectors. Aaron connects one Jew to another. Moshe connects a Jew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Miriam did all the same, just for the women. And the tribe of Levi have three main different roles. One role is that they are spread out in their 48 Ori Levim around the whole of Eretz Yisrael with a job of making sure that every Jew is nearby to a Levi in order that they can be connected back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always think of the tribe of Levi like Chabad, Rabbanu Chabad Shluchim, that they're just everywhere you turn. There was someone from the tribe of Levi who could redirect you, teach you, and inspire you to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was one of the roles of the Levim. Another role that the Levim played was playing musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. And again, this was that the avoda of the in the Beis HaMikdash would be accompanied by the most beautiful music that would even elevate and connect a Jew even more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third role that the Levim played was that they were the carriers of the different kelim and the Mishkan itself in the Midbar. And that's really what this Parsha and the end of Parshas Bamidbar was discussing. So the end of Parshas Bamidbar, we had the family of Kohath and what they carried. And this week's parasha starts with what Gershon carried, and we end off with what Merari carried. And again, we always ask ourselves, what is the relevance of these stories to us today? How is it that a Torah that is so Torah's Chaim, that's living and alive, what does it help me to know that Gershon, Kohath, and Merari carried different parts of the Mishkan? I saw this both in the Nesivah Shalom and in the Chasam Sofer, so beautifully describes how very much this describes us in our Avodas Hashem. What do we mean by that? There are Merari type of, actually, there are Kohath types of Jews, and there are Kohath types of moments that every Jew faces in their life. Kohath carried the Aron, the Kohath carried the Menorah, Kohath carried the Shulchan. Kohath describe a Jew at their most connected time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, if you look at the names of Kohath, you'll see that all the names of the children of Kohath, Uziel, Amram, and two of his other children, all describe Klal Yisrael in a very connected Amram, an uplifted nation. Uziel, you know, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are all descriptions. The tribe of Kohath was describing Klal Yisrael, or a Jew, at a time of deep spiritual connection. And therefore, they were the ones that carried the kelim. Then came Gershom. Gershom has this feeling of like, Gershom, disconnect, a little bit further. And that describes a Jew where sometimes in their Avodas Hashem, they're not feeling so deeply connected. And at that time, all you have to do is basically keep away the negative. You're not feeling uplifted and spiritually energized enough to be the one that carries the actual parts of the Mishkan, the, you know, most Kadosh parts. But we have moments where our job as a Jew is just to make sure we keep out all the negativity. Gershom were the ones that carried the yerios, the curtains and the partitions of the Mishkan. And that's a Jew at the moments where he's not spiritually, you know, really uplifted, but at least he knows his job at that time is just to make sure I don't get myself, you know, I don't do anything bad. And then there is Merari. Merari, as his name suggests, is Mar, bitterness, and his children were Mushi and Machli, again, Machala, an illness. Mushi actually is a derivative of the idea of being oversensitized. My feelings are oversensitized. It's a time when a Jew doesn't feel at all spiritual. It doesn't even, not even in a place where I'm able to keep out the negative. What do Merari do? Merari are the ones that carry the actual crushim, that carry the actual boards that make up the Mishkan itself. And Chazal point out so beautifully, and the Nesiv HaShalom points out so beautifully, that even when a Jew feels that I'm so disconnected, I'm not on a spiritual high, and I'm not even able to, you know, even make proper gedarim, but you have to know you're still part of those who are carrying the Mishkan. You're still in it. You're still an Eved Hashem. And there will be times in our lives where we'll have Merari moments, but don't give up, because you're still carrying the Mishkan. And yes, there'll be times when all we can aspire and achieve is a Gersha moment. But at that time, as long as we're just keeping out the negativity, and of course, what we're all aspiring to in our life is to have those kahas moments where everything I do, I am completely engaged in my Avodas Hashem, and I am carrying the parts of the Mishkan and really feeling very, very spiritually alive and actively serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone should be blessed with kahas moments, but not to be too nervous about the Gershom and Merari moments, because they are very, very much part of living a life as a Jew. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos.